Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 13th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 27 through 28. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith. God's law says to us, you shall have no other gods before me. You, it says. It means you and all that you are. In particular, however, it means your heart, your soul, all our might. Nothing is said about the tongue, the hand, or the knees. It is really referring to your whole body and to everything that you have and are. If I'm to have no other gods before the one true God, it means that I must truly have the one true God in my heart. That is, I must love him with my whole heart, always cling to him, rely on him, and trust him. I must find joy and pleasure in him and keep him continually in my thoughts. Even in ordinary matters which please us, we are accustomed to say, it really does my heart good to taste this. When a person reads or laughs and is not in earnest and does not mean it from his heart, we say, you are laughing, but it is not coming from your heart. The heart is something quite different from the mouth. In Scripture, heart means the strong, intense love which we should always have for God. Those who serve God merely with the mouth, the hand, or the knees are hypocrites, and God does not regard them. God does not want to have only one part of you. He wants to have the whole of you. The Jews withheld themselves outwardly from idolatry, but served God only with their mouth. Their heart was far from him, filled with mistrust and unbelief. Outwardly, they presented quite a beautiful appearance, as though they worshiped God in full earnestness. Inwardly, however, they were full of idolatry. Let us pray. Purify our hearts, Heavenly Father, that you may reign in them alone, and that they may become a fixed habitation of the Holy Spirit within us, to lead us and direct us in all our ways, in and through Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.